Hearing is conditional use number 2318 V and M LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a convenience store and office building to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.305 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southeast corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, and Mulberry Knoll Road, which is Sussex County Route 284, and also on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, and also on the southwest side of Mulberry Knoll Road, which is Sussex County Route 284. The 911 addresses are 19429, 19425, 19405, and 193087, John J. Williams Highway, and 19676, and 19662, and 19646, and 19634 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis. And the tax parcel IDs are District 334, Map 12, Parcel 108.00. 108.01, 109.00, 109.01, 110.00, 111.00, 111.01, and 112.02. So 112.00, correction. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the PLUS response, we have a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we also have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have received one comment letter which has been circulated. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. You again, Mr. Fuqua.
I was going to explain that I try not to
don't bother
do double headers, but
just go ahead.
I was away in March, and Jamie this was supposed to be scheduled in March, and Jamie graciously scheduled it for April.
We're always delighted to see you.
I can tell.
You know, we're still wondering if we're going to put pigs in the front.
Oh yeah.
Your face is priceless on that one.
That was tough advice.
Well, it's a lawful use of AR1 property, sir.
But let's get on with this one. For the record, my name is James Fuqua. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, V&M LLC. With me is Vince Bifferato on behalf of the applicant, and Zach Crouch from the engineering firm Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. As was stated, there was an exhibit booklet submitted for the record. It contains relevant information about the application, including the applicant's PLUS response, an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, and the DELDOT traffic impact study review letter, as well as a letter agreement between DELDOT and the applicant, which I'll explain. This is a conditional use application for a convenience store with fueling stations and an office building on a 3.3-acre parcel of land located at the southwest corner of the Route 24 Mulberry Knoll Road intersection. As Jamie stated, the land is actually comprised of 8 separate tax map parcels that have been purchased by the applicant. The 8 parcels are improved with a number of older homes and a variety of outbuildings, and the land itself is mostly cleared. The general area surrounding the site, as you well know, has experienced significant population growth over the past decade, with many new residential communities being developed in the area. That trend of increasing population west of Route 1 and north and south of Route 24 also resulted in the Cape Henlopen School District constructing the district's Beacon Middle School on land that is actually adjacent to our site on the west, and also the Love Creek Elementary School on the north side of Route 24 across from the middle school. And you may also recall that the state relocated the Delaware State Police Troop 7 headquarters on Mulberry Knoll Road on the north side of Route 24. The first subject I want to address is the applicable land use laws and regulations, which we believe fully support this application. And in fact, they were factors in determining the proposed request for these uses at this particular site. So first, again, I refer to the 2020 strategies for state policies and spending. This application was reviewed as part of the PLUS process on August 25th, 2021. A PLUS letter was issued by the Office of State Planning Coordination on September 22nd, 2021. And as stated by the State Planning Office, the site of our application is located in the investment level 2 area according to the state strategies investment levels map. Investment level 2 reflects areas where growth is anticipated by county and state plans in the near-term future, and state investments will support growth in these areas. The PLUS letter further states that the Office of State Planning has no objection to the application. Now, as you know, the state strategies document is not a land use plan per se. Rather, it's a guide to where the state plans to invest in infrastructure. In Delaware, land use authority has been delegated to the local governments, and land development activity must comply with the comprehensive plan and the zoning ordinance of the local jurisdiction, which, of course, in our case is Sussex County. So the second item I want to discuss is the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The Comprehensive Plan designates all of Sussex County as either being in a growth area or in a rural area, as shown on the plan's future land use map. There are seven different types of growth areas, and as indicated on the future land use map, our site is actually located in the commercial growth area. The plan describes the commercial area as areas of retail and service uses that are mainly located along arterial roadways and highways. Commercial areas under the plan include commercial corridors, shopping centers, and other medium and large commercial uses that are geared toward vehicular traffic, not primarily targeted to the residents of the immediate adjacent residential areas. And as I said, our parcel is in this commercial growth area under the future land use maps. And then lastly, I want to refer to the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. Under the zoning ordinance, the parcel is zoned AR1. And although a request to rezone the land to one of the commercial zoning designations would be appropriate and consistent with the comprehensive plan, no change of zone is being proposed or requested. And the parcel's zoning designation will remain AR1. Rather than seek rezoning, the applicant is requesting a conditional use approval for the specific uses proposed, and that is a 5,000 square foot convenience store with fueling stations and a 12,000 square foot office building. A conditional use for the use proposed is authorized in the AR1 district by the zoning ordinance. And as you know, there are two significant differences between a change of zone to commercial and a conditional use. First, if land is rezoned commercial, a wide variety of possible commercial uses are permitted by right now or in the future, whereas a conditional use authorizes only the specific uses being requested. And second, a commercial rezoning cannot have limitations. No conditions can be placed on its approval, whereas a conditional use, as the name implies, allows the county to impose reasonable conditions of approval on the proposed use and the site plan layout. Conditional uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for general convenience and welfare. The zoning ordinance indicates that conditional uses require planning judgment as to location, because of the nature of the use, its possible impact, and the importance of the use's relationship to the county's comprehensive plan. So, considering the nature of the area and the applicable land use regulations, this particular site was chosen for this use for two main reasons. One, the population growth in this general area has created need for the uses, which are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. And second, under the land use regulations, the site is in level 2 under the state plan, where growth is anticipated. The State Office of Planning Coordination has no objection, under the county comp plan. The site is in the growth area, the commercial growth area where this type of use is specifically deemed appropriate. And under the zoning ordinance, again, we are requesting a conditional use, which allows you to place reasonable conditions on approval. As to the specifics of the proposed use, central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities, a public water utility company that holds a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area. And in fact, probably as you remember, Tidewater was actually granted a conditional use by the county in November of 2020 to construct a 1 million gallon elevated water storage tank on land adjacent to our site that is owned by the Cape Henlopen School District and is part of the Beacon Middle School site. Our site will be served as part of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District. The County Engineering Department has confirmed that adequate capacity is available and connection to the County Sewer District is required. Stormwater management facilities will be designed and constructed in accordance with DENREC regulations. It will be reviewed and approved by the Sussex Conservation District, and all stormwater will be directed into the storm drain network from the site, and that will be using best management practices. There are no state wetlands or federally regulated non-tidal wetlands located on the property. Under the FEMA flood hazard maps, the entire site is designated as being in Zone X outside of the 100-year floodplain. The site is not located in a wellhead protection area or an excellent groundwater recharge area, and fire protection would be provided by the Rehoboth Beach Fire Company, and the joint Rehoboth Beach Lewis Fire Station is located on Route 24, not too far from the site. As to traffic, it's a little bit involved, so just bear with me. As to traffic impact, as a result of the service level evaluation request, DLDOT did determine that a traffic impact study was warranted. Now, the site is located within the boundaries of the new Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, or TID. So normally, a proposed commercial use in the TID would be required to pay a fee to DLDOT based on the square footage of use in lieu of doing a TIS. However, because this proposed commercial use was not part of the planning that actually was done when the TID was created, this application was not eligible to pay the TID fee, the TID fee, and DLDOT did require a full traffic impact study to be done. The applicant retained Davis Bowen and Friedel Inc. to prepare a TIS in accordance with DLDOT's requirements and directions. And there was another unique circumstance involved regarding the TIS, in that there were already two active DLDOT projects underway within the study area. And I think the commission's familiar with these projects. The Route 24 Mulberry Knoll Road to Route 1 project and the Route 24 Love Creek to Mulberry Knoll Road project. So obviously those of projects come right to Mulberry Knoll Road, where our site is. Now, those DLDOT projects involve safety, operational, and capacity improvements along Route 24. They include extending turn lanes and bicycle and pedestrian improvements. They do involve widening Route 24 to provide two through lanes in both directions, and also signalization with turn lanes at the Route 24 Mulberry Knoll Road intersection adjacent to our site. Now, as I said, those planned projects in the area near our site created a practical complication as to our proposed use in that, and I think you would agree, it made no sense to have DLDOT complete those planned improvements near our site that would need to be modified or even removed if this conditional use application was approved. So, Davis Bowen and Friedel approached DLDOT about that, and DLDOT recognized the issue and agreed that that was a problem. And DLDOT agreed and entered into an agreement with the applicant dated August 12, 2021 to to address that issue, and a copy of that agreement is in the record book that was submitted. I mean, the agreement goes into a bit of detail, and I'll just summarize the main points of that agreement as follows. First, the agreement with DelDOT is contingent on the applicant obtaining the required conditional use approval for the proposed use from the county. It's contingent on the applicant completing the required traffic impact study, which has been done, and it's contingent on the applicant obtaining the required entrance plan approval from DelDOT, which of course would be a process after approval. Another part of the agreement is that as part of DelDOT's project, the construction that they're doing, DelDOT will construct a right-in, right-out entrance on Route 24 onto the site with a right-turn lane along the eastern side of Route 24. So that would be, you can see where the entrance is down in the right-hand corner of the property. So it'd be a right-in, right-out from that access. Now, the applicant will reimburse DelDOT for all of the cost of that entrance and turn lane frontage improvements. Currently, DelDOT is responsible for constructing four existing entrances to the four tax map parcels that front on Route 24. And again, they are all owned by the applicant. And those entrances would be done at DelDOT's sole cost and expense. So if the conditional use is approved, those four entrances will not be necessary, and there'll be no need to construct those entrances. The agreement also provides that the applicant will make a dedication to DelDOT of portions of the Route 24 frontage, which are required by DelDOT for construction of their project improvements, including the frontage improvements for stormwater management facilities on the site related to drainage from the road frontage improvements and the entrance and turn lanes. Now, they're the terms of the agreement. Now, in addition to that agreement, there was a TIS performed that was submitted to DelDOT, and DelDOT issued its TIS review letter on March 4th, 2022. Again, a copy of that is in the record. Now, as a result of the TIS review, the applicant will be responsible for the following. The applicant must comply with all of the requirements specified in the DelDOT agreement of August 12, 2021, which is what I just discussed. The developer will improve Mulberry Knoll Road in both directions within the limits of its frontage to meet DelDOT road standards. The developer will construct a full movement site access on Mulberry Knoll Road with a through lane and a right turn lane on southbound Mulberry Knoll Road. And again, you can see the entrance, which is toward the rear of the property on Mulberry Knoll Road. That would be a full entrance. The developer will be requested to improve the Route 24 Mulberry Knoll Road intersection beyond the improvements that are being done as part of the DelDOT project by extending the length of the planned northbound Mulberry Knoll Road left turn lane. That would be the left turn lane from Mulberry Knoll Road onto Route 24 by an additional 40 feet in length to better accommodate left turn movements related to the development of our site. The developer will dedicate a 15-foot easement from the edge of the right-of-way along Mulberry Knoll Road frontage and construct a 10-foot wide shared use path in that easement area and a 5-foot buffer from the right-of-way. I will mention there is no requirement to do the same thing on the Route 24 frontage because that all is part of the DelDOT project that they were already doing. All of the required improvements will include bicycle and pedestrian safety features with pavement markings and signage as required by DelDOT and will comply with the ADA standards. And finally, the developer will coordinate with the Delaware Transit Corporation regarding the design and construction of a 5-by-8-foot Type 2 bus pad fronting on eastbound Route 24. Now, as I said, the developer required improvements that I just summarized are described in much more detail in the DLDOT agreement and also in the DLDOT TIS review letter. And both of them, as I said, are in the record. Now, as to the proposed site design, as I mentioned in the DLDOT comments, there's two access points. There's the right-in, right-out access from eastbound Route 24, and that's at the western edge of the, or the western side of the property. And there'll be a full-turn entrance from Mulberry Knoll Road at the rear of the site. The convenience store, which is the yellow building right in the middle of the property, the convenience store will have 5,000 square feet of floor area. It would be centrally located on the site. It's set back approximately 200 feet from the Route 24 DLDOT right-of-way. Directly in front of the store would be the fuel dispensing area. It would have a total of 10 dispensers under a canopy, with, you know, the standard type of setup that you're, I think you're familiar with. The fueling operation would be constructed and operated in compliance with all federal and DENREC safety regulations. The office building would be located to the west of the convenience store. It would have a similar setback from Route 24. It would be a three-story building containing 12,000 square feet of floor area. The site in total would have 75 parking spaces as required, and each building would have a designated loading zone. Stormwater facilities would be located, as you can see, in the front of the property in the northeast corner. The stormwater facilities, as I mentioned, would accommodate not only the site drainage, but also drainage from the DLDOT road improvements that will be done in that area. Signage has not been determined, but we are requesting approval to have the same type of signage as is permitted in the commercial districts, and I would refer to section 115.159.5 as that code section regarding signing permitted in the commercial districts. There would be a landscape tree buffer provided along the boundary of the site with the lands of the Cape Henlopen School District, which you can see along the right side there. And that tree buffer would also be located to the rear and along the side of the parcel to the rear there. And I'm identifying that according to the survey as Lands of Rock Properties LLC. So that buffer would go down the sideline, along the back of that property, and back up the side of that property. And then there'd also be appropriate landscaping at appropriate locations on the property. A detailed landscaping plan would be prepared and submitted as part of the final site plan review. I again have prepared some proposed conditions and findings for your consideration. And in closing, this is an appropriate location for the proposed uses. The site's in level 2 of the investment maps. The state planning office has no objection. There's extensive road improvements being constructed on Route 24 at the present time, particularly at the Mulberry Knoll Road intersection, which will be signalized. And those improvements will accommodate the traffic impact in this area that has experienced much growth. The site is designated as commercial area in the 2019 comp plan, where this type of use is deemed to be appropriate. And with that, that would conclude our presentation. Again, subject to any questions the commission may have of myself or Mr. DiFerrato or Mr. Crouch. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
I don't have any unless somebody comes up and says they've got concerns about lighting, but I don't know how many houses are left out there. So across the street. So I'll wait to hear if anybody has anything to say.
Okay. No questions.
Okay.
I have none. Thank you.
Okay. Counselor?
None for me. Thanks.
None for me either.
Sorry. Okay, you guys are good?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I looked at one guy, said the other guy's sorry about that. Just wanted to see if you were paying attention. I just have a curious question more than anything else. The office building, and I'm thinking about the location of the parking versus where the office building actually is. And I'm just curious, is there an anticipated particular use for that office, or is that just speculative office space at this point?
Yeah, there's no specific use yet. It would be rental. Yeah. We're assuming professional type insurance.
I'm just curious. It's a lot of office space, and which would be a lot of employees, and the parking is not particularly adjacent, but it's all there. I mean, you have the required amount of parking shown, so it's not an issue. I was just curious as to how that might work, but okay. That's all I have. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2318 V&M LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2318? All right. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2318 V&M LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Sure, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.